morning, Tim. How are you?
Oh, you know, just trying to wake up. But we're doing all right. How are you doing today?
Funny. Truck was there just about on time this morning, but not making bad time this morning at all.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. Got some enjoyable weather out there this morning. I got 47 on the thing over here right now.
No idea what it is here. It's probably about the same here as it is there, I would say. I'm running with both lenders down and enjoying it myself.
Good. Yep. Well, I think today's supposed to shape up to be just a real nice day overall. Weather-wise, so yeah, I'd be looking forward to getting outside for a little bit today and enjoying that. What all you got going on today? Anything good?
I'm going to try and get my porch cleaned off and get everything hauled off to the dump and just tinker around outside since it's cool weather. Weather like this, is, I can get out and do stuff. I can breathe. When it gets above 90 degrees, I don't go out the house unless I have to.
No, I don't blame you on that one. I'm the same way. There's no need to be out in that kind of mess. Now I've enjoyed it lately. I've got outside, done some yard work and stuff, and just trying to enjoy it. We did a little camping this past weekend, and man, that was we had some beautiful weather for that. And so yeah, it's just been trying to enjoy it while it lasts.
I'm there. Being on a lung machine for 12 hours when you have open heart surgery, it sort of messes with your lungs a little bit. Up till then, I could be out in 95 degree weather and it didn't bother me. But after that, I had to sort of be more cautious.
To that, I understand. No need to jeopardize any of that.
Get out in the yard and make up for it today, though. My oldest boy brought the tractor and brush hog over yesterday and did some mowing around through there, and I never did get a chance to see what it looked like. I might have to do a little bit of touch-up.
Good. Yeah, it's always enjoyable getting out and running on the tractor. I've been doing a little bit of cleanup at the house now, but I got some big piles of junk now that I gotta cut up and sort through. Some of it'll be wood that I can use, and the rest of it I'll just keep as scraps for my fire pit, for doing some cooking outside this fall. So, I got some cleanup portions to do next.
Some hickory wood drying up under the front porch. As it dries out a little bit more, do a little bit of smoking.
Now, man, was that hickory on your property, or that you got it from somewhere?
My property. I had to cut a couple of small ones down, and I saved the wood so I could smoke up some meat.
Yeah, that's a real deal right there. That's good stuff.
Got a bunch of hickory trees, oak trees. I logged out just about all the pine over on one section several years ago, trying to get hardwood to grow.
KK4POT.
Yep.
Back at it again, huh?
Trying to swat at him once. You know what I need to do to get mad? I'm gonna let a chicken go in the house for an hour. Let him try to catch it. Chemical things you can do in the house?
That go again?
That thing did a lot of damage. Can you believe it?
You got a lot of background noise there. I'm not been able to make you out entirely.
Don't see how that works. right there.
Better?
On the spot.
Fine.
Oh, I got a hold on it right here. Alright, so as that sound, hook this tower up, as Andy talked, you think it'll be fine. Or hook to the tower with good, you know, I got 100 feet of wire, but maybe I can shorten the wire up with what I got. We can figure something out. Get me back on here, I gotta do something about it.
Tower at your house?
I got my outside my steps. It's got the, right now the only thing on is the J-pole, but the coax is messed up. I've got a little ham stick for a vertical, but I've got no way to feed it.
Tower. Fit and guide.
It's a crank up. It is. It's guide with. It's guide to the building. It's a stand up. So it's just tied with ratchet straps to the building right now. To the steps and all that stuff. So it's a keep cranking down. So I'm gonna straighten this. I'm gonna guide the antenna to vertical on it, and it should be fine. I'll put RF-proof guide wires on it. But the ham sticks should work fine up there. I just haven't had a chance to drop the tower down to get some help. Change the cable. You gotta go all the way to the ground with the cable to go up the tower, so it's about 100 feet of cable by the time you get it to the, you know, to the, all the way over to where the steps are and the feet to where the wall is.
Gotcha. Well, good deal. Yeah, well, that's neat. Yeah, you gotta get that going. That'll get your signal out there.
Now I put my ham stick, the aviator ham stick, we'll put that thing on the gutter to the house in the building, and that should, till we get the wire changed on the tower. I think I have enough wire to do it, but I gotta make up a mount and put it on the gutter. That should give it enough ground plane, I think.
Chasing any HF lately?
I'm every morning and every afternoon. I'm sitting and listening to stations out of Brazil and Canary Islands yesterday afternoon about, I don't know, about 4:30, 5 o'clock, somewhere along in there.
Here for a while, is that where you were?
Affirmative, I was on 20 meters.
20 is funny, when the band starts, sometimes you'll find during the day, now a couple times I've seen 20 meters open at night, believe it or not.
Same with 10 meters. I've caught it open at night and talked just about anywhere I wanted to.
Because a lot of people don't expect it at night. So when it does, a lot of people don't know it is, and you can make a lot of interesting contacts.
I'd make contact with the QSO parties this weekend, but band was bad. I couldn't talk to hardly anybody.
Horrible state before we went camping. We made some good contacts. They were all in the U.S., but I ran on either 5 or 10 watts all weekend. Well, we only did it on Saturday. And made some good contacts. Kind of went all over the place, north and south and west. So that was a lot of fun. Did it all QRP.
Tried QRP. I need to crank my radio down and see what I can do one day.
Fun when you break through and they pick you out and you tell them you're running 5 watts. They usually get pretty excited at that point.
Get a good signal with 100 watts, but get a stronger signal. The only way to run QRP, you got to get the best antenna you can get. Get it so it's strapping with 100 watts and knock the power back a little bit. Because it's hard. With 5 watts, it's hard to do it.
That, yeah, we made a good 6 or 7, I'd say, good solid contacts with it. So we didn't try for very long and didn't try for very hard. I was actually trying to work on something else. with the radio and just kind of took some breaks from it every once in a while and tried to reach out to guys. Most of them were parks on the air stations that we did, so it was portable to portable stuff. So it was a lot of fun. We thoroughly enjoyed it.
Stan, I got to get my more oats filled up. But if you want to do QRP stuff, more code's the way to do it.
Well, I'm rolling up, so I'm going to jump out of here. You guys have a fantastic day, and hopefully we'll catch back up with you soon. I'll be out the rest of this week, but hopefully first of next week I'll be able to catch back up with you. So have a good one. 73 is to you. This is KK4POT.
Sam, don't work too hard. Glad you made it in safe, and hopefully catch you next week when you come back. 732
KM4 and 8 feet clear. For antenna right now, you're running a vertical on 20 or you're running a horizontal?
Horizontal.
Making it kind of tough. A lot of people. Some people, it depends how you're running. You got to find out what you're running. Some people run vertical, some people run horizontal. I used to run a horizontal sometimes on 20. 20 is a funny band. Now, my antenna was miserable. My antenna didn't work anywhere. I had the antenna that worked nowhere.
God, I've had up to 6 years, and she's done me a good job. I can't complain about it.
Realize, when you're going to run low power, this is something I'm going to tell you, and most people don't pay attention, is this. The best way to run a low power antenna is feed it with open wire feed, and feed it. You run coax with a balanced open wire feed, and use the feed as part of the antenna, and you get so much more efficiency out of it with open wire feed than you do with coax.
Coax on mine, and I got it up between two trees, about 30 feet, so next time it falls down, I'm going to probably replace the wiring on it.
Yeah, 20. Let's see, you want to be, quarter wavelength on 220 is what, 34 feet, isn't it? 30 feet, it'd be pretty good. But if you're going to use coax, I'll tell you what, if you're going to use coax, use like an LMR-400 or something like that to feed it, because it has a lot less loss in it if you're going to do that. And then you make sure that your feed point, check your impedance at your feed point. And some people, what they do is they actually put a balun at the feed point, but a dipole, if it's the right length, should match coax without a balun or anything.
Did the standard wave yesterday on 20 meters, and my SWR was just a hair over zero.
See what the reflective power going back is. You know, if your reflective power going back to the transmitter is good, it sounds like it probably is, then you're in good shape. It was a friend of mine who was a chief engineer at an FM radio station up in Connecticut, and he made a nice matching network for his vertical he had up. And he was running 18,000 watts forward. You know what his reflective power back to the transmitter was?
I did.
What I tell you? He only had 35 watts going back with 18,000 going forward. That's pretty darn good. I would say he built a pretty good antenna, wouldn't you?
So?
That phone, he said, Al, he said, think about it. He said, you got to match. I matched the transmitter to the antenna. Then I matched the antenna to the transmitter. So I matched it at where the coax. Where the coax fed the matching into the antenna, that's where he matched both sides of that. And if you think about it, that's the only way to do it. Think about about this guy cat when we land. Here, probably one of the top five in the country. He studied it without even a high school diploma and did all the math and passed the test and came back to the end for a class radio license. He's an RF engineer for 30 years and he's built transmitters and everything. Isn't it kind of funny? He doesn't even have a high school. Isn't that weird? But he knows his math, he knows his transmitter.
Max Z Mobile.
Morning.
Trying to holler out to you guys since Tim was on there, but I'm on my handheld. Some reason my offset was wrong. I don't know what the deal was with that, and I got to thinking I don't ever hear that beep, so I don't think I'm hitting a repeater. But I think I got it straight now.
I can't see any math. I did that once with this thing. I don't know how the heck I got it back.
Good over this way.
One of the Oceans.
This thing is a file. It's hot.
Had any problem with that? You know, of course, I had that Ocean Mobile. Of course, it never really got super hot either.
Oh, it's just a little warm, but I got to run, you know, run 4 watts with this thing, which is quite a bit at full power. Hit this repeater, everybody. I set up my tower when it was worked right. A good coax. I used to hit this repeater with 100 milliwatts. A mobile with a HFS on it. Somewhere in something one of these days when you guys come over and try my transmitter and see if the transmitter is all right before I get this antenna back in so I know whether I got to change the file or not. Got an HF antenna on a car or something. Or if we got to throw up my hamstick to test my transmitter, make sure I didn't blow the final out of the stupid thing.
The answer is no on that one.
We could take the transmitter over your house one day when you guys house it. I think I might have enough stuff to throw together when Gary, so when he gets the time, he takes the transmitter out. Ronnie found an interesting book. I got to get some readers come back with the 1962 Radio Amateur's Handbook. It has all the schematics for building vacuum tube transmitters, and you can build low power transmitters, one tube little transmitters, all kinds of QRP stuff, all kinds of weird stuff in there. One tube receivers, all kinds of cool stuff. So I can't wait to get a copy of that book, go back into it, and see what the homebrew skills might get something, breadboard, get something together. Get it kind of a lot of fun. I'm going to get a solid state. They have those little one-band, little side-band, little AM and little transmitters that you can build, the QRP one. And they're really cheap, little one-band ones. I have someone help me build that thing, and I'll drive the tube funnel with that. And it'll be stable as a rock. 6-8, I'll get a couple 6-8Q5s, and they'll help make a little linear. They'll run about 10 watts, which should be kind of cool. Work, you guys.
Halfway there.
You're good.
This radio when I get over there on Fish Trap Road, there's a hole over there. I can't get out of it with a radio handheld anyway.
If you run low power, you're not going to. Unless you got an antenna on the vehicle on the outside. You got to get a real good antenna for this stuff. The antenna is key.
Now I'm using my magnetic antenna for my handheld. It does fine. It's just when I've got this rubber duck, which is what I got on here now. I'm in my truck today, so I just grabbed my handheld real quick.
I'm getting a guy's call done paper. I don't know why I keep forgetting his call. I talked to him 100 times. Go ahead and pick it up. I said you were about 20 minutes to get done, so go ahead and grab the frequency. I forgot your call, son. I don't know why I do that. I talked to you 100 times.
Feel bad, Al. Sometimes I forget it and it's mine. This is my call sign to Kilo Mike 4 November Alpha Papa. I tell you what, Mike, that walk in that rubber ducky antenna, doing you a good job. I'm curious about the antenna they call the tape antenna. Looks like a ruler.
It does real good. It's one you can fold over a couple times and Velcro it together. But it's just too tall for inside my truck.
Wondering if it would work to get me, take my little handheld and put it on there and get me where I could hit the repeater with that 8-watt walkie I got.
I guarantee you probably could. I don't mind next time I catch up with you letting you use it.
Yeah, and if it works, I'll order me one. Sometimes when I get done, and I'm not on the radio, I'm sitting at the house, and if I could get that to work, then I could sit out somewhere and talk and sit in the house and yell at you.
I never built one, but I always want to try it. It's called a Squalo. KF4DOS built a little J-pole, a fold-up J-pole that you can fold up, put in your suitcase, and just fold it up. I used to go to Connecticut all the time. I used to use that all the time. You just fold it up, and it works. That's another thing that works pretty good. Plenty of power. You got a good antenna behind that thing. If you can do anything with 8 watts, you can do with 30. But I know in some mobile situations, I know some guys that run 60 watts. It's the only way they can do it. Sunny Air, maybe you guys have. I haven't heard on this for here in a while. It's ND4J. I haven't heard him in a long time.
Here yesterday morning, he's doing good.
Go over here and look. He might see. Maybe he'll have some ideas with this antenna one day. If I was going to get to me, he's got a fast idea. I need him to look at the floor and see what he thinks of the plan of attack to fix it. Building up is something I really don't want to do. I put down my archives. I didn't know I still had. I found a little bigger. You know, one of the ones that you put the D batteries in for checking ground.
Ways I go to work, and so I'm just mixing them up. This today will be a little different.
Larry here right now.
Next, Ed, where are you on your route?
Maybe Friday. I've probably got about roughly 15, 20 minutes at the most. I'm on the very tail end of it.
KN4TFW Mobile.
Morning.
Morning.
Nice morning.
Editor two. I'll still be there in plenty of time. Got heat in the building yesterday. There yesterday morning, all the bay doors open, all the fans running wide open. Hot. Cool in there. Felt like it was in the 40s in there.
Do they run a second shift or third shift?
They do for production, but not for shipping.
A building like that, you go in the morning. By the time you end the day, is when it warmed up. What you have in there? Yeah, formula.
Steam from the boilers, and that it don't look like that. I don't think they have any of them turned on yet, though.
Yet. Gotta wear a hat and gloves when you go into work in the building. Pretty big boiler. I don't know how big the warehouse is, but when I was younger, we had a steam boiler in the factory building I worked in. It was a big boiler.
Pretty sure how big it is. I know they use steam for a lot of stuff out there, so they have three or four great big boilers.
About steam boilers, I'm gonna give you a little lesson I learned from a guy that used to build industrial boilers, and he said the original boilers, they're rated in horsepower, which is pretty funny because of steam boats and stuff. And I remember he says, you got little boilers, you got 50 horsepower boilers. Well, he told me, I said, what are you, nuts? But apparently, they read the big ones, they used to read them in boilers and steam, and actually horsepower for steam engines, which is pretty funny, isn't it? I worked with a buddy of mine, a real good welder, and he worked for Connecticut Air Gas up there or whatever. I don't know what they are down here, but what is it? Filling tanks. The guy brought in his cape, an old P tank for his bus. He says, "Oh, that's a K tank. A K tank. I never heard of a K tank." Well, come to find out, many years ago, the K tank was how it was what they used on this for the acetylene lights on the bus. And they call it a K-tank. Then they had P-tanks with a bus tank. Isn't it interesting how they had different tanks for that, for the lighting and stuff like that? Which I never knew that. Bob was a heck of a welder, man. He could weld anything.
Hold the crack of dawn or mend a broken heart.
Sometimes.
At work, they can cut the letters out of a newspaper without messing them up.
One guy used to play around weld aluminum beer cans together with a TIG welder or something to do. I used to laugh at it. Coast Guard did one time when they had nothing to do. They used the old thick beer cans, you know, the real old beer cans. They made a beer can antenna for HF. Can you believe it? Beer can ground plane outside, made my neighbor's man throw it outside my window, and the little Budweiser antenna, just to, maybe I'll do it one day, I'll hit the repeater with it, see if you guys can hear me with it. I'll throw it out the window and some string and see if we can hit the repeater with it. I mean, your neighbor would get a kick out of that one. Guys are busy and doing good at work, that's good to hear.
Newborn doing?
Growing like a weed.
All day east and back up and running and carrying on.
Yeah, over east and heat back up and running and jumping in the pool and everything else. Can't hardly tell you ever had a broke leg. He quit favoring it, so, which I'm glad to say.
Boy, it's funny.
Get together, I'll try and get them to come with us.
Out of them kids.
The big boy now, he's starting to get a black mustache.
A lady had me, she left me with her baby and I had to feed the darn little devil. Boy, I found that was a challenge when they don't want to take the bottle. And you can't see what you're doing. It took me a little challenge for me to figure out how the baby wanted me to feed it. So finally I had to stick my finger in her mouth and put the bottle up with my finger. She finally took the bottle. The girl came home and it was funny. She said, Dad, I've never seen a blind person do that way.
Put this one in the hook.
Copy. Ken and I
open our book for the day.
Guys, just getting started. It's coffee time for me.
It's about 15 feet from my desk. I ain't hit it yet. 2 gallons with you in the morning. A little later, but been getting up at the same time, so I've been drinking my to-go cup at the house.
The guy who makes the coffee, there's not too many of the guys in there when I get in. I got one mechanic in there at 6. He'll make coffee occasionally if he's, yeah, I guess if it's cold, maybe he'll start doing it, but, yeah, I enjoy at least one cup of coffee in the morning when I first get to work.
Machine shop and Ronnie, we used to go to work in the morning. I'd be the first one in. I'd have a cup of coffee with him first thing in the morning, turn the music up and wake up the raccoon on the second floor, and then work resumed. It's pretty good, though, I can't wait to get a little bit better. I feel a little better, get busy to myself. And start doing little projects. I'm gonna start selling some castings and cores and things like that. Try to stay away from the heavy duty front lifting of you know, building complete engines anymore. It's just too much work. But I'm starting to get some of this water weight off. The nurse has got my meds straightened out. We got a ways to go, but where the legs are getting better, there where the wound is, it's nice and. There's some nice blood. There's a nice blood there now, and it's all pink and not. It's not oozing real bad anymore. So we're gaining on it.
You ever find out who took that money out of your account?
I'm gonna have to not ever do that again. I'm gonna have to change. I changed all my account information, and I just can't let anyone do that again. I'm just gonna. I'll catch him somehow. I'll figure out how. I have an idea. I'll find out who did it. I mean, I'll just set him up with cash. I got to find out. Did they open the libraries up around here? I got to write to the Library of Congress and get another money identifier. Mine failed. And a money identifier with blindness is something I really need to have.
Hey, police?
For doing something, there's nothing they can really. It's not even. There's nothing they can do about it. I can't never do it again. And make sure. I know another way to catch. I think I know who did it, so I might know a way to catch it with another transaction. Catch it another way.
Well, Destinate, much as I would rather be on the radio talking with you people. I say 7-3s to everybody. Ed, glad you had a good evening. Enjoy your coffee, Ken. I was going to say enjoy some coffee this morning, but I don't think you're going to hit that pot. But anyway, have a good, safe day, Ken. And Al, take care of yourself. Stay out of trouble. Get better as soon as you can. And glad everybody's safe. And hope everybody has a fantastic day. 7-3s each one of you. KK4NXC. We're going to be clear.
One, Mike, I'm glad you made it in safe. Don't work too hard. And hopefully catch you in the morning. KN4NAP clear. 7-3s.
7-3, Mike. Have a good one. KN4TFW.
Pretty soft, KN4LS.
So you got a busy day ahead, Ken?
Not anything out of the norm, I don't think. I think I might have one meeting this morning, but other than that, just going to play it by ear.
Hated those meetings.
Doing them on the computer over a program called Teams.
Computer meeting, great. Pretty close to work, where you're at right now.
15 out.
Standing pretty good.
Back in the driveway, listening.
It's pretty cool. I found there's some transmitter schematics that actually built some a couple two little transfer a little something on a block of wood, and you can actually breadboard them. I've never done that before. I think it'd be rather interesting. I'm sorry, that's something I really got to nail down. I'm not sure how the heck I'm going to do it yet. About 500 terminal strips and wires and keep solder wires until I either get them or burn my fingers off.
Minutes ago when I was coming through Lyman.
3 degrees here, so my phone says, but it does actually feel a little bit warmer than that.
For years, see temperatures like this.
It was when I was a kid around here, growing up. Started yesterday, what you call in first class. they come up with more different names, you don't know what they're doing now.
Wait and see how long that lasts. And that I don't think it'll last long at all.
Give up their party. Nice when there's no traffic. It's just nice, quiet, peaceful. Makes the day seem like it's going to start on halfway.
Well, this morning got a lot of static in it.
Mine probably does, though.
Yeah, yours is a little bit worse than normal, Ned. I mean, well, it's a good bit worse than normal. I don't know what to deal with.
I'm sitting up under a tree. Stand down and everything's tight on it, so I don't know what it could be.
Just that, never had heard it from your radio before. You know what I mean? Usually it's pretty clear.
Before I'm sitting. But we'll check it out in the morning and see if it works or better.
2 minutes out, so I'll let you go get in there and get you some coffee and go jump on the HF and hopefully catch you in the morning. So I'll say 73 KN4 TFW.
This one don't work too hard, so it's making it in safe. And I'm going to go in here and break the coffee pot. Mama's up fixing breakfast, so I'm going to go see what I can read in the kitchen. So hopefully catch you in the morning. And be careful on the way home. KN4 and AP. We'll be clear in 10-7-3 dual way home.